Hello, my name is Dr. Rhina Martinison. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Applied Psychology and Human Development at the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education at the University of Toronto. This is Research for Teachers number 14, promoting curriculum access in children and youth with reading disabilities. Children and youth with a learning disorder are one of the most prevalent groups of students receiving special education services in Ontario. Many students with an LD display weaknesses in reading as well as demonstrating concurrent difficulties in the area of written expression. As a large proportion of students with LD receive their education in general education classrooms, it's important for general and special education teachers to enable curriculum access for these students. The term curriculum access refers to the ability of a student to participate in the curricular activities related to his or her grade level and meet age-appropriate curriculum expectations. Children with reading difficulties may struggle to access the curriculum for many reasons. First, students with word reading difficulties often read less accurately and fluently than their peers. In turn, these weaknesses often constrain text comprehension. These students may take more time to complete assignments and struggle to acquire pertinent information from content area texts. Students with specific comprehension deficits, that is, those who demonstrate average or better word reading skills and below average reading comprehension skills, are also more likely than their peers to show difficulties with the comprehension of grade level text and comprehension monitoring. It is important for educators working with children with a reading disability to employ a range of approaches to promote curriculum access. In this article, we highlight three steps teachers can take to promote curriculum access in students with reading disabilities. The first step, Universal Design for Learning, is a global approach that identifies strategies to use to design an accessible curriculum. The next two steps focus on the individual student and promote access by strengthening key skills and providing bypass strategies. Universal Design for Learning. The first step educators can take is to examine their curriculum and the methods they use to assess student progress to identify whether any barrier to learning exists. One curriculum barrier may be the nature of the written text used to share content information. Texts vary in length, syntactic complexity, and coherence. Some of these features facilitate understanding, where others hinder it. Barriers may also exist in assessment tools. For example, a student with reading and written expression difficulties may perform poorly if the assessment requires him or her to read questions independently and provide written responses. Educators should determine whether assessments that require other modes of delivery and responding, for example, oral, are appropriate to eliminate this barrier. They can also examine whether the acquisition of one or more of their curriculum goals is associated with a particular form of communication. For example, students will provide a written description of the technological advances of early civilizations. The inclusion of a broader range of assessment tools provides students with greater opportunity to show their understanding of content domains. There are websites where teachers can access templates that they can use to identify and eliminate barriers in their curriculum. See the web-based resources. Interventions. The second step is to provide students with evidence-based interventions that promote the development of their core reading-related skills. Fortunately, there is a well-developed body of research highlighting effective methods to improve word recognition and reading comprehension skills in early elementary school children with reading disabilities. In general, this instruction should be systematic in nature, explicit, and of sufficient duration and intensity to meet the needs of the students. Web-based tools are available to provide general and special education teachers with important information and guidance regarding the design and implementation of interventions for students with reading and other learning difficulties. There is also growing evidence that older elementary students, those in grades 4 to 6, with reading difficulties benefit from age-appropriate and evidence-based interventions to improve their word recognition and reading comprehension skills. A practice brief describing the findings of a recent systematic review is available from the Center on Instruction website. It highlights the need to target multiple skill domains with older students, including word analysis strategies, for example, how to identify multisyllabic words, vocabulary knowledge, reading fluency, and text comprehension. It also highlights the need to use strategies to promote students' motivation for reading. Accommodations. The third important step is to provide students with appropriate accommodations that reduce or eliminate the impact of reading difficulties on performance. These may include low-technology tools such as advanced organizers that support students' ability to understand the essential ideas in a text. Assistive technology also can provide students with reading difficulties with tools to circumvent their areas of weakness. Assistive technology is, quote, any item, piece of equipment, or product system, whether acquired commercially off the shelf, modified or customized, that is used to increase, maintain, or improve the functional capabilities of individuals with disabilities, end quote. This is from the Technology-Related Assistance for Individuals with Disabilities Act of 1988. There are a range of such tools, including accessible media, word processing software with speech feedback, text-to-speech programs, and word prediction software. It is important for educators to consider factors such as task demands, as well as student strengths, specific needs, and goals when making decisions about AT supports.